The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Let's grab some telephone calls. Emil, you're on 101.7 The Truth. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Sherwin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
Hey, two things, though. First, I think we can't underestimate the fact that there were some really well-meaning moderate Republicans who probably voted for David Crowley. I know a couple of them, friends of mine. There's still Republicans out there who still believe, you know, that we should both parties should probably put forth the best candidate in every cycle, given the fact that we're a purple state. You got to work for every election, right? Like, F around and you got the wrong person in the governor's mansion. And we've seen that with Donald Trump. That could have some really, 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 really nasty consequences, right? And I had a lot of friends, you know, some friends who were Republicans who I reached out to, and I said, hey, you know what? Like, come on, I actually had to make a crazy deal with someone. I'm like, hey, if you vote for Crowley and he don't win, I'll vote for Kendall Jenner and Logan Paul, because they were so, you know, they didn't think, like, yeah, whatever, like, we'll just do it. And I'm so glad I don't have to live up to that bet. But second thing I was calling about is this. I watched your other show the other day. You were talking about the Marquette poll, and everyone's been having their field day about the Marquette poll. Obviously, I'm a Marquette alum, three times Marquette alum. I teach there part-time. And I think the critique of the polling hasn't been fair. I think those guys over at the Luber Center, they do a fantastic job, because if you look at the numbers, they nailed it down for Hong. And this was we got to give some grace. This was a very unusual race given the things that happened. So the polling was always going to be a lagging indicator of what was going on, right? And so, I mean, by the time the election happened, because I think they had her at 38%. I mean, which was a 39%, right? That's what she got. They had about 34% undecided, I think, and he had Crowley at 7 before he dropped out. Then Mandela dropped out, he was at 15. You can't model for that within 2 weeks. That's just kind of crazy. I mean, we forget that from when David Crowley got back into the race to the election, you're talking, what, 3 weeks max? So I think what maybe people didn't expect, all, at least about 80 to 90% of those undecided votes to swing Crowley's way. But if you think about this, right, the level of undecided voters was particularly quite high till the very end. So if you think about it, it does make sense. It does make sense that closer to the election, when the choices became quite clear, they did vote for DC, because David Crowley is the better option. He's amazing. He's great. I think he's going to do great things for Wisconsin. I'm so excited. So, because you said you were never going to read a Marquette poll again, and I got a problem with that. So I had to call in to defend my alma mater. I'll take my listen offline. And by the way, great job. Love the show.
Thank you, man.
I'm gonna have a listen these days. Take it easy.
All right, man. Yeah, I backtracked a little bit, because when I dug a little bit deeper, Emil is right. You can't account for how rapidly the electorate moved, and also something I didn't account for is that when Mandela dropped out of the race, his voters had to go somewhere. Now, Mandela got a fair amount of early votes as well, because early vote had started. There were at least 2 days of early in-person voting, and then there were the mail-in ballots that the state party wanted to get thrown out because people had voted like in June when the list of candidates was still full, and Mandela captured a portion of those votes. But Election Day voters that were committed to Mandela, some of them split off, some of them went to Joel, some went to Kelda, a large portion went to Fran, but David picked up some of those Mandela Barnes votes as well. And no, there was a lag time, but also we couldn't account for obviously what the undecided voters were going to do. And I think a lot of us underestimated the impact of Tony Evers traveling the state with David Crowley. And I think that actually did it. And based on the governor's own statement, and I think he's a humble guy, I don't think that Tony Evers said what he said in a recent interview to brag. He was like, I knew that if I traveled the state with David Crowley, people would vote for him. That actually turned out to be true. But there was an issue that loomed very, very large over this election, and was the issue of education and school choice. liberals and progressives, the further left you are, the more you discount how important and how impactful the parental choice program is to African-American students. And it is a major point of contention amongst Democrats, and it's why liberals sometimes, like, their political point of view is not going to be adopted by the African-American community, because we are the fulcrum that keeps these damn parties balanced. If you want to call us the establishment, then good. We'll be all of that, because we don't go so odd and so weird and so crazy with our political viewpoints that it can be damaging to people. They can benefit from policies that were once bipartisan. There used to be a point in time in Wisconsin where educating kids is something we all agreed on. Now I think it's a little bit more specific, because the far left, as liberal as they are when it comes to race, some of them are still in the 1960s. And if they are pulling their kids out of public schools because the public school is not meeting the need of that family and they want to put their child in a private school, we don't challenge that. You notice that? If somebody who's, oh, yeah, I support my public schools, but then they put their kids in private school, we say, well, that's okay that they made that choice. That was the best choice for them. But if a black family wants to do the same thing, they want to eliminate that program that gives that black family that same option. That, to me, ladies and gentlemen, that is a structural kind of racism. In fact, it's institutional, because you may not want black children attending the private school that you're paying tuition for. That's the kind of racism that actually exists, and it showed up very heavy in this campaign. And when we had the conversation, there was even some commercials that ran that Francesca Hong wants to take away the school choice program, and it hurt her in Milwaukee. David Crowley won 177 wards. She won 166. Keep in mind, our turnout was very low, but it was enough, and I believe that that education issue, because if you are involved in your child's education, you're going to vote to maintain the best options possible. And Francesca made it clear every time you asked her, we're going to phase it out. We're going to take it away. Even Kelda, who was crazy liberal on the issue of education, said she backtracked a little bit. She said, well, if there's a child getting a school choice voucher, we're going to let them complete school. And if they have a sibling, that sibling will be able to continue their scholarship in a private school as well. But then she said, well, after that, we'll phase it out, which means that she knows it never would have gotten phased out, because it would take an act of the legislature. And also, if you've got a child that's a senior in high school going to Pius, and then you have a child that is in first grade attending, I don't know, Saint whatever, that's 12 years that younger child still has the option under Kelda's plan to still participate in the program. Kelda wouldn't even be governor at the end of that child's K-12 education. Let's talk to Linda. You're on 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I am wonderful. Good morning to all the good black and white people of America.
Well, you got to give the Asians some love. Asians, say it's Asians.
It's a great day in Milwaukee.
It's a great day to be Asian. I'm not Asian, but I like them a lot.
Well, I know, because you were soft on Franny Pants when she was in your studio.
Hey, you need to relax. You need to chill out. Don't worry about who I'm soft on. I'm soft on some, and sure, trust me when I say I'm hard on others.
I have taken you outside. I have manicured my lawn with you. I have been upstairs, downstairs, outside, and now I'm in the shower with you. Oh, it feels good too when you put, do your, your lawn care in early in hours, and then you got the rest of the day.
Linda, are you naked?
Sharon,
are you naked right now?
Yes. I'm in the shower. But Sharon, please don't please don't invite that election denier racist man on our show. Haven't we given racist people enough of our time? I mean, enough of our undivided time. It's time for us to seize this moment and to assert our political agenda, our values, our morals, our standards. The best of Milwaukee must stand up now, and we must embrace our values. Because we are so humble that we embrace all people, diverse people. Yes, we do. But this is politics, and this is business. So we got to put aside our humbleness, you know, our open arms to diversity, because we have been sidelined so long. What was it, 400 years? So now I'm just saying, I know we can't do it all in one person, and Crawley is not our Jesus. But I am saying that this is our moment, and we cannot drop the ball, Sharon.
Go put some clothes on, Linda. I didn't hear a word you said because you said you was naked. I come out on here, no water if you in the shower. Where the water at, Linda?
I put the water down. I mean, really, I'm dripping right now because I wanted to make sure that I get my point
what
across.
Do you mean by that?
I don't think we should give Tiffany any airtime. Not on our time. Hell no.
Linda, I do have a job to provide information, and I'm going to have to talk to people that folks don't agree with. It's something that comes with this job. Now, I have been very biased for a very long time, but I think it is worthy because this is a historical election. I'm not going to like allow Tom Tiffany to just promote himself. I'm going to ask him questions and hold him accountable. That is a primary obligation of what we are supposed to do. I can't just have all the Democrats on all the time. I need to have some kind of contrast to them. And also, getting to know him as a human being is never a bad thing. I can disagree with all of his policies, but I still need to be somewhat fair. And then maybe what people hear makes their mind and their vote choice even easier. What I'm trying to do is eliminate all the undecided voters leading up to the election. And maybe by hearing Tom Tiffany, some people that are in the middle, that are on the fence, that are true independents might say, yeah, I don't like that Tom Tiffany guy. David Crowley sounded much better. Because how do I look if I have David Crowley on the show 37 times and Tom Tiffany on zero? I got to have to do it on at least once. Now, here's the other thing, Linda. Here's the saving grace. He's probably going to say no, and I'm going to make note of that too.
Okay, but I'm just saying, yes, in all fairness, and black people always want to be fair. We always, you know, we just want to be the total opposite of our racist enemies. And I understand that because we don't have it in us to be that, you know, that sick mentally.
Yes, we do. Black people are going to murder each other tonight, Linda. Stop it, talking about we always want
to
be fair. No, the
hell
we don't. We cheat just as much as anybody else do.
We tend to be mentally deranged towards each other, and that's because we have a hatred for each other because we've been for ourselves because we've been taught to hate black.
I love
and
black.
So we.
I love you, black people.
Huh?
I said I love you, black.
I love you too, Jerry.
Hold on, I didn't say
and
I loved you, woman.
Black. And all your blackness, for real. And I love your masculine, Sharon. You definitely, you know, you dot the I's, cross the T's when it comes to masculine. You soften your toxicity because I've been thinking lately how we met and how.
Linda,
how
stop.
You
sound like
you're
telling
really
a love story. You
stop.
Need to relax. Ain't nobody, I don't remember how I met you. I met you by accident. You attacked me.
I was very, you know, sensitive, but I had to learn to understand you.
No, you don't.
Yes,
just
I
listen
did.
To the show and then go on about your life. You literally called me naked. That's not normal human behavior. You ain't supposed to tell nobody you naked.
And you literally have a bonnet on.
I got to protect my head.
I would love to kiss that bald head, Jeremy, if I was your lady. And please stop referring to your girlfriend as your girlfriend. We grown people, that is a lady. And I told you that before. All men should refer to their significant female as their lady.
I'll call her whatever I want to.
You ain't no teenager.
I call her my broad if I want to. What you going to do about it?
All right, Sharon. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Linda. She takes everything too far. I remember how we met. Oh, Sherwin, I love your man. She wants to kiss my bald head. Let me say something about Linda. Linda's ruined every damn relationship I've ever been in because the women I'm involved with, they hear that and they're like, oh, you humping Linda, Sherwin? Is that what you're doing? Like, no, I'm not humping Linda. Oh, I heard when Linda called, she'd be calling the show naked.
I'm sure that's not the only bald head she wants to kiss.
That was too much. What is wrong with you people? What is? How do we get here? How do we get to the point where we're talking about kissing heads, whichever one? Okay, let's, why don't we do this? I'm going to take a break because clearly you all need to get your lives together because y'all are just being, I'm the victim here. I am. Yeah, I was just objectified. I need you to understand something. If a woman talk show host, if Jazz Tyler got a telephone call that from a naked man, it would be a whole scandal. Why do y'all think you can talk to us like that? Y'all, can you? I mean, unless you're really attractive, we make an exception. But you're not supposed to be talking to nobody like that. Why do women take those sexually offensive liberties with men? Y'all going to have to stop that now. You black women's is too aggressive.
Oh, you're not attracted to Linda?
Not like that. She's the listener of the program. And plus, she just throws it. I don't. If it ain't hard to get, I don't want it. Period. Keep it. Don't.
Sometimes a layup is nice.
I need. I've had too many layups. It's not. It takes the fun out of it. I need to be able to chase a little bit. Play hard to get. I mean, at least at first. I mean, then surrender. But damn.
Depending on the woman, yes.
Don't just put it on a platter for me because then it's got less value to it. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be rare and scarce, not abundant and plentiful. I need to know that. You know, you don't just be throwing it around like that. Even if you got to lie to me and say, Sherwin, I don't really do this. I don't really do this with anybody else. You liar, but I'd like to hear it. You must be something special about you because I don't never do this.
Fast food hits the spot.
Swallowed up. Have you ever been swallowed up?
Absolutely. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Life's better when you know you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage, you're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you're free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And are your finances low, your mindset off track, or are you ready to get into real estate? Tune into The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturdays from 11 a.m. until noon on 1017 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you take the next step toward building a better future. And Milwaukee, mark your calendars and join us for Truth Family Fest, which is fast approaching. Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Riverside High School. We're going to have family fun, great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for another successful year. If you want to volunteer, visit truthfamilyfest.com or you can email Sierra Brown, that is Sierra Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, AB Corps, and Ascension. All right, let's talk to Tony. Hi, Tony. How are you doing today?
How you doing? I'm all right. How about you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Look, I voted for Crowley, and this is what I was expecting. The first attack ads are already out. I want to know, and I saw this coming, how's he going to defend Milwaukee? Because I saw the Tiffany's going to come at is Milwaukee. Milwaukee County, the deficit, the education, the crime. How's he going to defend this? Because I hope he knew this was coming. Because it's going to be all that's going to be coming for him is about Milwaukee.
I don't think David Crowley has to go on defense one bit. So a couple of things. The number of people that voted in the Democratic primary probably doubled the number of people that voted in the Republican primary. So the Democrats have the wind at their back, and I don't think that David has to defend anything, because if he's defending, he's losing. He can just go after Tom Tiffany for being a Donald Trump lackey, flunky, and acolyte, being an election denier. He can go after Tom Tiffany for having the heartbeat bill where women can't have an abortion after 6 weeks. I think there's so much in which David Crowley can go on offense and make it look like he's in the driver's seat that he won't have to defend Milwaukee. And also, he gets a bit of a break because Milwaukee is only one city. Even though he is the county executive, the rest of the state is his entire political playground. So if Milwaukee isn't going well, he might be able to talk about all the good things that are happening in other parts of the state. But I don't think that Tom Tiffany is going to try and pigeonhole him on just defending Milwaukee. Like, there might be some evidence of that. But if Tom Tiffany tries to go on offense against David, there's way more that the Democrats and the Crowley campaign can say about Tom Tiffany being associated with Donald Trump. He's endorsed by Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will be in town stumping for him. And I think that that's going to probably negate anything negative that they may say about Milwaukee. My opinion.
That's true. All right, thanks a lot. Thanks.
All right, then, Tony. Yeah, Milwaukee County ain't run perfect, but it's not all David Crowley's fault. You got a whole county board that's got to bear some responsibility. And they'll probably bring some of that stuff up. But if that is the worst that they can bring up, I think David's okay. Now, there is something that we need to be potentially prepared for. They got a book on David. A book is an opposition research compilation. Joel Brennan did an oppo book on himself because he didn't want his opponent. So if you guys are unfamiliar, when you open a book on your candidate, you literally hire private investigators. I've had to hire a private investigator before for an election that I was involved in some time ago. I'm not going to tell you because it doesn't matter. We had to fly this dude in. He's one of the best oppo researchers in the country. So we flew him in, had to put him up in a hotel. We had to feed him. And he conducted probably one of the most thorough background checks. So a lot of information is available online. And if you have a candidate that's got a public profile, like they're a legislator, you obviously can get their whole legislative record. But then also, like, financial things, and if they've got bankruptcies, and if they've got divorces, and all of that stuff is compiled. So I don't know what the Republicans are going to, and oppo books are very expensive, but they're worth it. So when Joel Brennan did his oppo book on himself, he published it on his website. It was his, how much money he had, where his money was at, the cost of his real estate. Like, he went into detail because he was like, oh, instead of my opponents using my background against me, I'll just use my own background against myself. And he fully disclosed everything, which politically is smart because you don't want to make it seem like you're hiding anything. I could say that Project 2025 was a net benefit for the Republicans because they can say, we're not hiding anything. We're doing exactly what we said we were going to do on page 19. So they have a book on David. They also, so there's a Puck.com article where the Republicans were quoted in this article saying that they had a book on Franny. So Joel Brennan, as an example, has been in public life either as a, you know, CEO of different companies, whether it be Discovery World or his time at the Greater Milwaukee Committee, or the time he served as DOA secretary, or the time he served as campaign manager for Tom Barrett when he ran for governor. Joel Brennan even ran for office in the 7th state Senate district where he lost to Jeff Playley. So Joel Brennan has got a well-documented quarter century of public activity and public involvement. And his oppo book was 99 pages. That's a lot. Well, the Republicans did an oppo book on Franny. 349 pages, and they were set to release it had she won the Democratic primary. Now, we know a lot of what she said, some of her tweets, but of all the things that she said, isn't it just the weirdest that Thanksgiving was the one? I just found that so odd. You never know, like, what thing can be said. Like, sometimes voters will dismiss having sex with kids. But, boy, if you want to take away turkey and dressing, oh, that shows how fat we are. You can have sex with kids. I mean, if you entertain us enough, I don't think the public cares all that much. Because then the public will start asking questions like, well, was the kid wearing makeup? What did the kid do to... Look at Michael Jackson. Oh, come on. We know. Come, but his music is so good. I was just listening to Billie Jean the other day. I was like, this song is timeless. But, you know, said stuff about Francesca. Said, oh, Thanksgiving is a bad holiday because of the Native Americans and the pilgrims. And then people wanted to cancel her because of Thanksgiving. But in her 349-page Oppo book, and I don't think they'll ever release it, they're going to hang on to it until she runs for the U.S. Senate in 2028. And so between now and then, you all are going to have to figure out if you want to embrace Francesca Hong running against Brian Stile, who is the Republican golden child. So Brian Stile is like the Scott Walker of this era, because, you know, Scott Walker was their golden boy. Their other golden boy was first congressional district representative Paul Ryan, who went on to become speaker. Oh, they love Paul Ryan. He was their golden child. In fact, they were supporting Paul Ryan and the Republicans, the RNC, because Paul Ryan was the vice presidential running mate in 2012 with a fellow by the name of Mitt Romney. You guys remember good old Mitt Romney, right? If I'm not mistaken, Paul Ryan, who was a member of Congress at the time he was on a presidential ticket, lost his own congressional district to Barack Obama. I'm telling you, that Barack Obama's a bad man. Yes, he is. Let's talk to another bad man. Hello, Al. How are you today?
Oh, what's good? What's good? It's Friday, and we're going to tropical buzz ball it down. But you know what I think? We as black people... Some of y'all got to be, y'all got to stop being so jaded and bitter. Okay, the man won, he won. Get over it. Therefore, what I don't understand about some of you coloreds who are so angry with Crowley, y'all don't got no throat when it comes to the goat of the white man. Y'all don't call their radio station every day talking about what the goat throat do or zoophilia. Y'all don't talk about that Great Dane in that depend diaper or that rooster that can't lay no eggs no more. But Crowley got in there. Y'all calling, talking about how y'all are angry. Oh, Crowley didn't do this. Crowley didn't do that. He won. If you don't want to vote, don't vote. But you got to stop being so jaded and bitter. And then sometimes I think some of you blackies feel like you're only comfortable if the white man is controlling it. And then my question is why? But y'all don't say nothing about them underage kids. But y'all talk about the homosexuality. But when it's some 6 and 7 year old girl or boy getting their innocence took, yeah, we know Republicans say they're going to do everything they do. And they stand on what they do. Just like they stand on being quiet and silent when it comes to them little boys and little girls who will never be right after that night. But I don't hear none of y'all call in about that. But Crowley won, y'all, well, he ain't did this, he ain't did that. I mean, hell, y'all don't even say that about your Jesus Christ. And he sit back and watch our devastation happen. And he is dark, like chocolate. And he have done some things that only a monster would do. But y'all won't talk about that. But a black man wins. Y'all got all this hell, so what side are you really standing on? I'll hang up and listen. Have yourself a great weekend and do something kind for yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye. I can't follow that up with anything. I noticed that he called African-Americans both coloreds and blackies. So, I mean, it's kind of funny. Why don't we do this? We'll take a commercial break. We'll get back to our senses. We're going to make this a respectable, very intelligent, highly cerebral radio show, because that is what this is. We talk about the issues and the topics from a very high level, And I want to respect the audience's intelligence. And, of course, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until noon. Podcasts are available. Also, you can stream us online at 1017thetruth.com. You also can join us on YouTube by searching 1017thetruth on YouTube and hitting subscribe. And if you are so inclined, you can join my YouTube channel, which is Hughes Views 414. Again, that is Hughes Views 414. Every so often, I may do a recap of these three-hour shows on the Hughes Views 414 YouTube-only podcast. Just a bit of a warning for you. A parental advisory is necessary because the Hughes Views 414 YouTube podcast is uncensored. We do take telephone calls, and that's right. We even take telephone calls from Al. So if you've ever wondered what Al sounds like when he is uncensored, whew, fasten your seatbelts and make sure you subscribe to Hughes Views 414. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
She said, boy, you're trouble. I said, not as much as you. Her eyes were spinning. Hurricanes pulling me right through. We danced until the dawn. Then she vanished in the
This is a hit. So this is Zach doing a bass cover of Elroy Bilson's Whiskey on Her Lips. This is AI, by the way. I haven't heard this song in probably 3 months. This is good. Hold on, Zach. Wait now. You better not be making money off of my song, dog.
I'm not. I mean, cover are you making money off of your song?
I don't know yet. Like, I signed up for, like, I for a while, y'all should have talked me out of this. I thought I was, like, an AI.
We actually definitely tried.
No, not hard enough. For, like, months, the only music that I played on this program was AI. So one album I'm very proud of is called Blue Mist. It's, like, a smooth jazz album. I still listen to that. In fact, if you listen to my Hughes Views 414 YouTube program, I only play songs from the album Blue Mist. So I started making all this AI music. I was like, oh my God, this is neat. I can make music all the time. But then everybody else started doing it. And now I don't want to have anything to do with AI music because it's starting to sound the same and the vocals are the same. But when I was involved with it, was that last year? Maybe earlier this year, late last year. I thought I was really onto something, but it's, I don't know. But no, that was great, Zach. I don't even know where that song is at. Like, so I signed up for all this stuff where you sign up for these websites, whatever, and it puts your music. So like you can search that song and it's on TikTok and you can add it to your Instagram reels. It's all over the place. And I'm supposed to get some kind of royalties or residuals. With the Blue Mist AI smooth jazz album, they created a whole YouTube channel for that album. And I'm supposed to be getting monetized off of that. Where's my money? Somebody got my money. Xavier, you got my money.
Well, it depends how many plays you're getting.
A lot.
You getting millions of plays?
No, I ain't that many.
Well, you ain't getting no money.
You know, maybe I am getting millions. Hold on. Let me look right now. Let me see. So if I go to Blue Mist Sherwin Hughes on YouTube. Yep, here it is. Yeah, it's not in the millions, buddy.
Yeah, they probably got a couple pennies for you somewhere.
That's not in the millions. Yeah, it's okay. Everybody, please go listen to it. But there's so many other ways. That's where I think I screwed up. I should have made it only available on one platform or another, not all over the place, because it's on Spotify, too. Uh-oh. Is it bad? I can't be watching the YouTube comments all the time because I can't keep track of the stuff that y'all are saying. I still have an article here I wanted to share with you guys. Lady B says she loves her some Blue Mist. Thank you. Assuming it's the album you're speaking of. Did she say something else? Now I got to scroll.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He said it right before that.
I don't see it. If it was right before.
I've had sex to Blue Mist playing in the background.
What? That I don't see that on my YouTube chat. She said she had sex to Blue Mist playing on the background. You's a freak. Did you record it? No, it's not. It ain't here. Look. Hold on. I don't see it. I don't see it nowhere. Oh, she did say it. Hold on, woman. Hold on, I thought you was all about me. Why, who? Don't get pregnant off of my music. She literally said that in the YouTube chat. She said, I've had sex to Blue Mist playing in the background. You know what? I've had enough of y'all. Why would you say that? Like you can't make me jealous because I don't know what you look like. You need to go to church. A bunch of y'all probably had sex to Ray Nitti's music, too. Probably several children were born off of Ray Nitti's music. All right, let me take a break. Come back. Got an article here. Heading into the new school year, quality education is the real goal in Milwaukee. Four new and impressive school buildings serving Milwaukee students are opening in the new school year, and a fifth is returning to use in a spiffed-up form. None of the five is a part of MPS. In fact, MPS is down one large building because of the fire that destroyed Lincoln Avenue School, and it has two newly vacant buildings this fall, so parental choice outside of MPS is very, very significant. And if you are running as a Democrat, a progressive, a liberal, or a Democratic socialist, your non-acceptance or your wanting to close or reduce the parental choice program, do so at your own peril. Because let me just remind you of something that I think the far left has forgotten. You don't win without the black vote. You tried, didn't you? Thought you had it, didn't you? You did not. And if you attack something that is very important to the future of our children, the future of our community, you're just not going to win. I need you to learn that part. Just learn it. Just understand it. I know that it's very tough for you to have to embrace an issue that's important to black people, but guess what? You're just going to be an offshoot, third-party laughingstock until you embrace the black establishment of the Democratic Party. I'm going to let you sit on that for a second, let you chew it, swallow it, and digest it. And don't worry. I'm going to come back to turn you out. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be back shortly.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You know what's coming.
Hey, what's up? Just got my hair done. I make them brand new. Going out tonight, feeling sexy in my mood. Yeah. Pink blush on my face, brown lip liner, lip gloss new.
Now he wanna lick my bum, but clap my raw to talk, talk, talk. Got him going crazy for that poo, na 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 na. I get what I want, I got that ooh shalaka laka. He do what I say for that ooh ma da da da. After it came from Shane.
Y'all never even heard this song until you heard it here. You ain't heard it before. Zach be breaking this song. Zach plays this out in the nightclubs.
I know I never heard that. I'd never heard that.
Of course not.
I'm agreeing. I haven't heard it until you played it.
See there? I have this, I ain't going to tell y'all, but I have access to unusual and very new music. 98% of it is garbage. It's so bad. New music is terrible. Because anybody can make music nowadays. So this is not an AI. This is an actual person. Her name is Pink Blush. Hell, I think it's a real person. I'm assuming it is. I'm going to read this last comment, then I'm finished with you, Lady B. She said, Big Daddy, I'm not trying to make you jealous. Blue Mist is just that sexy. Forgiven. Four new and impressive school buildings serving Milwaukee students are opening with the new school year, and a fifth is returning to use in a spiffed-up form. None of the five is a part of Milwaukee Public Schools. In fact, MPS is down one large building because of the fire that destroyed Lincoln Avenue School, and it has two newly vacant buildings starting this fall. There is something in all of this that speaks to momentum on the education landscape. In short, this is an observation, not as advocacy. School choice is on the move, and MPS is at somewhat of an unhappy standstill as far as enrollment, finances, and what it offers. Largely apart from the politics of education around here, which is to say largely by looking at what parents and kids are actually doing and making decisions of their own, this is increasingly a school choice world, and this fall's developments underscore that. So this article appears in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written by Alan Borsick. He is the education reporter for that publication. That thought is amplified by the results of Tuesday's Democratic primary for governor, which David Crowley won in upset fashion. In short, school choice wasn't at the forefront of pre-election-wide debate, but it was a crucial matter to a significant slice of voters. Crowley wasn't calling for major change in the voucher and charter school offerings in Wisconsin, but Francesca Hong called for ending the voucher program within 4 years, while Kel DeRoy is endorsed by the State Teachers Union. Adamant opponents of school choice went nowhere in this race. The outcome of the primary means the next governor of Wisconsin, whether it's Crowley or Republican Tom Tiffany, won't be out to overturn the voucher program. Tiffany would be strongly pro-school choice. Crowley will have differences with him on education issues, but not the way Hong or Roy's would have had. There are a lot of developments still to come in this election season, with the balance of power in the state legislature at stake, and the state budget work next spring will be a big deal for schools, regardless of who wins. But let's focus here on that ground-level reality of what is new in Milwaukee as the start of the school year arrives. In the last couple of years, the situation for one of Milwaukee's leading charter school operators was dicey. The Milwaukee School Board basically kicked Carmen Northwest High School out of a former middle school near 76th Street and West Silver Spring Drive, and it wasn't clear where the school might go. Carmen's two high schools, both charter, by the way, on the south side, both sharing buildings with MPS schools, were also being shown the door. So we have a very anti-school choice, anti-charter school sentiment on the school board. And you all should know that the current incarnation of school board directors are bought and paid for by the teachers union, who do a better job of representing their members, teachers, than they do the children who are the MPS students, meaning MPS wants to be able to fail as a singularity with no other types of school offerings to compete with MPS, because it makes the district look even worse, because we give the district a lot of money. Your property taxes have gone up because of that district. We give the district more referendum money. The district got $1 billion of COVID money, but 90% of black children can't read. And you want to be upset that parents want to remove their children from that school. And then when Democrats and progressives and lefties and liberals want to end the school choice program, you can, but you're going to lose elections. And by default, you are going to hand more and more elections to Republicans because of your obstinate view on education. I just can't understand. Actually, I do. Let me not be naive here. You honestly think that white people of any political affiliation really care that much about the education of black children? Because they know what happens when we get an education. We become president of the United States, and they can't have that happen again. As charter schools, which means they receive public funding but have a high degree of independence while not being allowed to be religious schools, Carmen had options which have taken them completely outside of the MPS orbit completely. Carmen is opening a $55 million high school building in South 20th Street in West Oklahoma with more than 1,000 students. And with some renovation work, it's moving its Northside High School into a former private high school at King Drive and West Hour with close to 500 students. Carmen is now authorized to operate through the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, which, among other things, means a loss of enrollment and money for MPS. So they kick Carmen out, and now they lose that per-pupil investment from the state. So guess what? MPS is putting itself in financial dire straits. But I know this much. Hear me good. Don't ask us for another referendum, because I'm going to guarantee you it's going to fail. Because you cannot illustrate any positive outcomes for our students with the money that you got. You can ask for another referendum. Hell, I expect you to. I'm going to look at my 2028 presidential ballot real close, because y'all be trying to sneak the referendums on the back. I know how to turn the page over. I look on the back. When you get your ballot, read it on both sides. They be trying to sneak stuff. They're like little sneakers. They're sneaky people. You're like little creeps. Like not really a city girl coming up to the market hall trying to spy on Xavier. She's sweet on you, Xavier.
I don't know why.
Well, have a little more confidence in yourself.
Well, I guess she likes the freaky things I talk about, I guess.
Probably. You'd be talking nasty. The problem, though, is you like women with dirty feet.
No, I do not.
Sorry. I
do like all kinds of women.
Whenever you say River West, I just think, yeah,
dirty. Those are just two women.
Two is a lot.
This is a sick Negro.
A little bit. Kind of sick. So no, that's not Xavier playing he's a sick Negro. That's Zach doing that, because people are probably confused. Well, I don't know. Maybe you are a sick Negro. I bet you'd be doing freaky stuff, Xavier.
No, you would be horrified.
Yes,
you would applaud some of the things that I've done.
Hold on, man. Horrified and applaud?
Yeah, there's a wide range of things.
Nah, that's too much, dog. That's...
Be like, oh my God, and then you'd be like, oh my God, wow, I can't believe you did that with that person.
You putting on a dress and a wig and stuff?
Oh, no.
You ever be playing Buck Got Loose in the Big House?
What's that?
It's bad.
Probably not.
You're a slave that snuck into the big house and... Master gone. Master done went down to the auction. The only person in the house is Master's wife.
Oh, race play. No, I'm not into that.
You know what it's called?
I know all kinds of things, Sherman.
Oh, no, mistress. I sure enough can't do that. What if Master catch a... Well, you just let me worry about that, you big black...
I'm more into, like, the teacher thing. Like, you know, stay after class.
Thank you guys for listening. I am not here on Monday. I'll return on Tuesday. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. The lunch break is up next.